What is up, Fantasy Football? I'm your host, Robert Iams. Welcome into the Dynasty 401, your home for Dynasty and all Fantasy Football. On today's episode, I got a recap of Week 5. We're going to talk about the games, any of the big guys that, you know, balled out, and some of these guys that just didn't do what we were wanting them to do. Sometimes that happens. All right, let's get into the Jets and Falcons. Matt Ryan coming up nice against the Jets. Wasn't going to be a bad play for him. Just because the Jets aren't, they have a good defensive line. I don't know if anybody was up to see the game, but I watched the game. It wasn't bad. And you could tell it was two teams that, you know, aren't the best, but it was still a good game nonetheless. Matt Ryan had a good game. Cordell Patterson, of course, coming up another good game for him. Like I said, I think we're just going to have to keep riding the hot hand here when it comes to Cordell Patterson. Unless he can, you know, somebody wants him and you can get something from him, then, you know, obviously make that move. As long as it's not going to hurt your team, because you might as well just keep riding Cordell Patterson and get those Ws. Michael Carter, looking good. 10 carries, 38 yards and a touchdown, 3 receptions, 20 yards. Ty Johnson, he's had 4 carries and a touchdown. He's still, you know, somewhat involved, but Michael Carter, he's the lead guy when it comes to the Jets. And he still hasn't gotten the full workload yet, so if you can make a move for him, I would make a move for him. Anybody else from this game? Kyle Pitts, yeah. Finally going off. 9 catches, 119 yards, and a touchdown. Looking good. He had targets all over the field. Kyle Pitts looks good. It looks really good. A lot of the times he was getting double-teamed by defenders, and he was able to still catch the ball in heavy traffic. So Kyle Pitts, like I said, looking good. Came out finally strong, breaks out. We did see last week with the 9 targets. I mean, he's been getting the targets. He just hasn't been able to make a lot of the connections. And the Jets do have a good secondary. So for Pitts to come up with those with the touchdown and 119 yards, that's a good showing. They do have the bye week this week. So if you guys are listening, the Falcons are on bye week 6. So that means Ridley, Pitts, Patterson, not going to be able to use those guys this week. But Kyle Pitts looking good. All right, we got the Eagles and the Panthers. Eagles winning 21-18 against the Panthers. Sam Darnold having a down game. Well, that's what happens when you have 3 interceptions. The Eagles have a good defense. They have a good defense. I was not seeing Sam Darnold going out for 10 points as, you know, thinking he was going to continue doing what he's been doing consistently. Sometimes players just have a bad game. You're not going to just not play Sam Darnold next week. Jalen Hurts coming out, doing his thing, even with the low floor of 198 yards passing. Doesn't matter. He still gets the carries on the ground, plus the 2 touchdowns, even with the fumble and interception. Coming up with that 29 points, depending on your scoring format. But for me, that's good. I'll take Jalen Hurts. Devontae Smith, man, he's just growing. He's just still involved in the offense. I still think you can still go get him. Devontae Smith, 7 catches for 77 yards, plus a 2-point conversion. Looking good. Dallas Goedert, Zach Ertz, they just eat off of each other. But look, we already know Jalen Hurts didn't throw a whole lot during this game. So I'll explain why there wasn't a whole lot happening for these other guys. But Dallas got Zach Ertz. I expect them to come right back. Let's see. DJ Moore, he did have the 7 targets, only caught 5 of them for 42 yards. Like I said, it doesn't help when you have Sam Darnold throwing 3 interceptions. That doesn't help very much. And Chuba Hubbard having a great game. 24 carries, 101 yards, 5 catches for 33 yards. Chuba Hubbard looking good, man. You know, if you have CMC and you don't have Chuba Hubbard, you need to go get Chuba Hubbard. Go get him. Should have already got him, but I would get Chuba Hubbard. If you need a running back and you're looking, I don't know, right, somehow right now you're looking towards next season, which you shouldn't be. We're still in this thing. Chuba Hubbard's a good buy. Packers and Bengals. 25 Packers, 22 Bengals. Packers just barely beating the Bengals. Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, both having a great game. Samaje Perine getting the majority of the carries here, only by one, but he did get the four catches for 24 yards, plus the reception touchdown. Joe Mixon got his on the ground. I don't expect Samaje Perine to, you know, continue to do this. This was just one of those games that if you needed a dart throw, Samaje Perine was going to be a good one. But A.J. Dillon is starting to pick up here. I told y'all in the offseason that the Packers weren't just going to use Aaron Jones. It was going to be Jamal Williams style with A.J. Dillon in there mixing in with Jones. We hadn't seen it the first couple weeks. Was getting a little nervous there, but hey, the last two games have been has been picking up. Seeing some more receiving work from A.J. Dillon, which was nice. Four targets, four catches, 49 yards and a touchdown, which he hadn't seen but maybe one target in the last couple games. So for him to get involved in such a serious game when the game's so close, it's a good showing for A.J. Dillon. If you have A.J. Dillon, I'd be excited. He's looking good, even though he only had didn't have that many carries this week. It doesn't matter. If he's going to get you 14, 20 points every week, you're going to take that. That's consistency. You want that. Davante Adams coming in hot. 11 catches, 206 yards, and a touchdown. Dang, 50 points. Davante Adams, of course, he's the main guy. We already knew he's the main guy for Aaron Rodgers. I did not see Randall Cobb only getting three targets, though. I don't know. It's just they did a lot of the Packers did a lot of the running game. Davante Adams obviously getting a bunch of the targets and just eating it up. But Randall Cobb, I was thinking he was going to have a bit better game than just that. After we seen what we had seen last week against Pittsburgh, thinking that he was going to get some more targets. Randall Cobb, he's older, but he's probably going to be looking between 3 and 6 targets, I think, was what we're going to be seeing every week. So he's going to be kind of a hit and miss. Ja'Marr Chase, man, this dude's just eating it up. Ja'Marr Chase, he's the guy, definitely the guy. Targets went up this game. 6 catches for 159 yards and a touchdown. He did have 10 targets. T. Higgins, 5 catches, 32 yards. Some lower games for T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. C.J. Uzomah not coming up hot again. So that's going to be a hit and miss. That's why some of these guys, when they have these big games, if you pick them up, don't chase the points and throw them in your lineup. This is exactly why, because sometimes it's just game script. It's just the way the game flowed out. Sometimes it's, you know, they want to get that player more involved. Patriots and Texans. Davis Mills. Whoa. What's up, my guy? 21 completions, 312 yards, 3 touchdowns, and three touchdowns, yep. Looking good against the Patriots. If you have Davis Mills, I would be excited. Now, this doesn't mean we can go start him, but good showing, especially against the Patriots. That's nice. Damien Harris, 14 carries, 58 yards, touchdown, and a fumble. I'll wait for Ramondre Stevenson. Where you at? Come on, Ramondre. Oh, yeah, he was there. Okay. Sorry, the 11 carries, 23 yards. Hey, let's go. Not as promising as Damien Harris, 58 yards on the 14 carries, but still, we've seen what Ramondre Stevenson can do. Yes, it was the preseason, but you just give him a little bit of time, and he's going to start to heat up. I just know, just watch. If there's somebody to buy midseason here that could help your teams, Ramondre Stevenson could be that guy. Good depth piece. We do have a bunch of buys. But Ramondre Stevenson, Damien Harris is not making a case for himself. I'm just saying that now. Just saying that now. Jacoby Myers, not as many targets, but did get the 56 yards, 10 points. That's good. What's interesting here on the Texans side is Chris Moore. This guy was on their practice squad. He had the 5 catches, 109 yards, and touchdown against the Patriots, which is good, which is good. But he has been brought up from the practice squad twice. If this is one of those guys, I would just pick him up and put him on your bench, see what he does this next week. It's interesting, though, that he's come up from the practice squad. That's why it's interesting, because he's making some noise. They want to get him more involved. Don't you want to have somebody on your team if they're going to be involved like that? Even though it is the Texans, but still, players, sometimes, like I said, sometimes you don't look at the name. You put them in because they're getting you those points. Tennessee Titans and Jaguars. Tennessee Titans 37-19 here. Trevor Lawrence having a good game. 23 completions, 273 yards and touchdown. Did have an interception. Had 7 carries for 28 yards and a touchdown. Very nice. James Robinson. Woo! My guy! 18 carries, 149 yards, and a touchdown. Looking good, my guy. Derrick Henry, 29 carries, 130 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Just eating it up. Wow. Derrick Henry, James Robinson, we already knew they were going to do great. Getting down to the wide receivers here, this is where I was like, I don't know. Laviska Shenault, man, come on. 1 catch, 58 yards. We need to see more of Laviska. There was reports that he was going to be used a lot more, so a little disappointing to not see him get a bunch of targets. Another guy that's interesting to me, Jamal Agnew. We've seen him do the kickoff return, or it was the punt return for 109 yards and a touchdown. It looks like, you know, he's electric, and they want to kind of see what he can do. So if you can, I would pick up Jamal Agnew. He'd be one of the guys. Tomorrow I will be having the waiver wire show and go in-depth on who to pick up, where I rank them at. But Jamal Agnew is definitely one of the guys that has some of my interest here, as the Jaguars don't have DJ Chark. Marvin Jones, he is older. He's still good, but he's older. But they could be wanting to, they're trying to see what they got at the wide receiver spot here. But we'll get more into that tomorrow. Lions and the Vikings. Man, the Lions are playing hard, man. They're playing hard. They just haven't been able to get these wins. Every game is always within like 2 or 3 points. So the Lions, they're close. They're close here. Kirk Cousins coming up with a good game here. Consistent. Yeah, it wasn't the best of what we've been seeing from him, but hey, 19 points, you'll take 19 points. It's better than Jared Goff's 9 points here. DeAndre Swift, 11 carries, 51 yards and a touchdown. 6 receptions, 53 yards. Looking good. Jamal Williams, not bad. 13 carries, 57 yards. Did get the 11 points. Not bad. Alexander Mattison, if you had Dalvin Cook, I know I for sure made sure I draft Alexander Mattison. When I grabbed Cook in the first round, then you get Alexander Mattison later, round 12 to 14. And look, I was able to put him right in my lineup. Didn't have to make any trade moves. 25 carries, 113 yards. Got me 35 points. Let's go. Alexander Mattison. Look, if you have Dalvin Cook, you got to get Mattison. Like, if you have any of these big-name guys, don't think you can go without having their backup. I think we've gone through a majority already of the top running backs and have seen that the reserves or their backup gets work. Has gotten work so far and has done good. So definitely go get the guy if you can. The season's still young. Alexander Mattison looking good. Justin Jefferson, 7 catches, 124 yards, and a touchdown. Oh, no touchdown, sorry. But still, yards, that's good. Adam Thielen, not happening. Down game for him. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 7 catches, 65 yards. This is the rookie that they've been trying to get going here last 2 weeks here. 8 targets, 6 catches last week, 7 catches this week. Yeah, they like this guy. If you need to make a move for a wide receiver, Not saying that, you know, he's going to be able to go out and get you 20, 25 points and really help you get those W's, but when we come to bye weeks, if he's going to put out 14, 15 points, then you know you can put that in your lineup and you don't have to worry about it. That's why I'm saying some of these guys, you just want consistent points. Sometimes the consistent points will help you just win every single week. I know I got that going on right now in our listener league, 5-0 right now. And I'm not even messing with my lineup. I'm just keeping my main guys in here. We got the Broncos and the Steelers. Steelers finally getting the win. Still Big Ben not looking the best, only 15 completions for 253 yards and two touchdowns. Told you how to go buy Najee Harris a while ago. If you got him, he's gonna do this every single week. He's gonna have multiple carries. Yeah, he's RB4 right now. He's looking good. This week, 23 carries. Yeah, 122 yards and touchdown. Two catches, 20 yards. Najee Harris looking good. Javonte Williams, man, he's starting to come on, guys. I'm telling you, Javonte Williams is going to be the guy at some point. Yeah, it's just kind of back and forth here between him and Melvin Gordon this season, unfortunately, but still, he's giving you, he's showing you, hey, look, I can do it. And the Broncos are like, no, come on, guys, hurry up, try and go buy him on your fantasy teams. So if there's anybody that I'm interested in, definitely for the future, Javonte Williams. I mean, this is Dynasty, guys. Dynasty 401. Sometimes you just have to make a couple little moves to get yourself ready for next season. Or even for later on this season, Javonte Williams, 8 carries, 61 yards. I'm liking that. 3 catches, 25 yards, looking good. Courtland Sutton, finally coming back to life here. It's been a little while since we've seen him look as good. Last week he did get the 8 targets, but only caught 3 of them for 47 yards. It was against Baltimore. This next couple weeks for Sutton, we got Las Vegas, then Cleveland, Washington, Dallas, Philadelphia in the bye week 11. If anything, this is a great time to sell Courtland Sutton. Sell him. But we did get Teddy Bridgewater back, which could lead to why Sutton didn't see as the best of targets last week. He's getting them from Drew Lock. But if you can sell somebody right now, Courtland Sutton would be the guy. Tim Patrick looking good. 7 catches, 89 yards. Not bad, not bad. Chase Claypool coming up big. 5 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown. Yeah, between Claypool and Johnson, I think they're gonna be, you know, they're the main guys for the Steelers. I don't think Big Ben is gonna be, he's not Big Ben anymore. He's not gonna be throwing the ball as much this season. I think they're gonna go back to what he was doing, way back in his rookie year. You know, not a whole lot of throws and ground and pound with the run game and defense, do what you can. I think that's how it's going to happen. Miami Dolphins and the Bucks. Tom Brady. Woo! 5 TDs. Let's go. 30 completions, 411 yards. Leonard Fournette looking good. 12 carries, 67 yards and touchdown. 4 catches, 43 yards. Yep, we got playoff Lenny now. So if you play him. Right here, Myles Gaskin coming in big. Wow. Only 5 carries for 25 yards. But the Dolphins knew that they can at least do some running back receiving work against the Bucks and get to the outside. Myles Gaskin, 10 catches for 74 yards and two touchdowns. That's not bad, not bad when you don't have a whole lot in the receiving game. Yeah, they do have Jalen Waddle. But other than that, and Mike Gesicki, that's kind of all they had this week. They did have Preston Williams. Not interested. Jalen Waddle did have the 6 targets, only caught 2 of them for 31 yards. But it is the Bucks. The Bucks have a good defense. Gesicki, you know, don't wasn't, you know, super crazy. 4 catches, 43 yards. Chris Godwin here, 11 targets, caught 7 of them for 70 yards. Wish he had the touchdown. No big deal. Mike Evans, 6 catches, 113 yards, 2 touchdowns. A.J. Brown, 7 catches, 124 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The Bucks next couple weeks here, and put it out there. You got Philadelphia, Chicago, then the Saints, then they go into bye week 9. Yeah, Tom Brady looking good. It was against the Patriots the week before, so, I mean, they know him. But Tom Brady looking good. Looking good. Couple more games here. We have the Saints and Washington. Jameis Winston having a good game. Not too bad, not too bad. Only 15 completions, 279 yards, and then 4 touchdowns. Alvin Kamara having the big game, 16 carries, 71 yards, and a touchdown. 5 catches, 51 yards, and a touchdown. Marquez Callaway and Deontay Harris. We need to talk about these guys. Yeah. Marquez Callaway, no. He's so hit and miss, so hit and miss. Yeah, he had the touchdown week 3. Last week he had 74 yards. This week he had 4 catches for 85 yards. He did have the 8 targets, but the Saints do have a bye week 6. So if you have Alvin Kamara or any of these guys, they do have a bye, just so you know. But you can keep the Saints wide receivers on the waiver wire till we know more. Antonio Gibson, man, he's looking good. He's looking good. He's not giving up here. So keep on playing Antonio Gibson. Not that you weren't not playing Antonio Gibson, but yeah, he's looking good. Don't be worried. Any of the receivers here for Washington? No, not no, no 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 no. Taylor Heinicke, not as big as the game as what we're wanting him to do, but it was the Saints, so it was going to be a tougher matchup. Chicago Bears and the Raiders. Justin Fields having a good game. Not bad. He only did get 10 points, so it's nothing crazy here. Still time to buy on Justin Fields. Josh Jacobs having a good game. 15 carries, 48 yards, and touchdown. 4 catches, 19 yards. If you can sell Josh Jacobs, sell Josh Jacobs. Damian Williams looking good. 16 carries, 64 yards, and touchdown. Chicago Bears do have Green Bay next week. Then they have Tampa Bay, San Francisco, then Pittsburgh. Week 10 bye. So Damian Williams, I think you can play him. You can play another game of him against Green Bay. Tampa Bay is going to be definitely harder. If you can sell Damian Williams, then I would sell him to the David Montgomery owner. That would definitely get it done. Hunter Renfro looking good. I mean, he's consistent. He's going to get you 12 to 16 points every game. I'm going to take it. Henry Ruggs, Byron Edwards, still boom or bust. Darren Waller, kind of a down game here. Only 4 catches, 45 yards. Teams are, they know what, they know what Darren Waller is. So, I mean, you're going to keep playing him. He's your guy. But some games, well, we're just going to roll with it just like this. Browns and the Chargers, Justin Herbert coming up with a big game. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Austin Eckler, big games. Baker Mayfield, good game. Mike Williams, oh yeah. Everybody else, not big games. Keenan Allen, only 6 catches, 75 yards. Not bad. But surprising to not see any touchdowns for him. Donald Parham did have a good game. David Njoku, 7 catches, 149 yards. If you need a tight end, he's one of my guys that I would pick up and see what he does this next week. He hasn't seen this many targets all season. It's possible they're trying to see who they can get at receiver as well. And David Njoku could be one of those guys that they're going to try and possibly maybe feature while Jarvis Landry is out. I mean, they still have Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb to run the ball. Alrighty, 49ers and the Cardinals. Trey Lance, you can still buy him. 15 completions, 192 yards. Did get the interception, but he did have 16 carries for 89 yards. It's a lot of carries. You get those yardage ups and completions. Add a touchdown instead of an interception. You got 40 points. Kyler Murray, hey, San Francisco has a good defense. I would not be worried about it. Running game here. I mean, it was a low-scoring game, so there's not going to be a whole lot popping for all these guys. Disappointing to see Trey Sermon. Only one carry for 7 yards. I figured he'd get, you know, he'd stay more involved. He was he's been showing some good games. Last week, he had like 18 carries for 89 yards. I mean, come on. Let's get Trey Sermon back in there, 49ers. Yeah, James Conner, Chase Edmonds, like I said, low-scoring game. Can't expect a whole lot, unfortunately. But it should have been a more high-scoring game instead of low-scoring. But divisional game always ends up to kind of be a low-scoring game. Deebo Samuel, good game. One carry, 13 yards, touchdown. Had 9 targets, but only got 3 of them for 58 yards. DeAndre Hopkins, 6 catches, 87 yards, and touchdown. Rondell Moore, 5 catches, 59 yards. Looking good. A.J. Green, down game for him, unfortunately. Only 1 catch, 13 yards. Excuse me, guys. Like I said, though, divisional game, 49ers, low scoring. 2 more games here. We got the Giants and the Cowboys. Daniel Jones is in, is going through concussion protocol. Yeah, unfortunately, that hurt this week. If you had Daniel Jones, he's been doing really good, even for the Giants not doing so hot themselves. Saquon Barkley is banged up. He's got a problem with his ankle. I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but a player was running by, and Barkley was stepping forward, and his ankle, Barkley somewhat tripped a guy, but also the guy like kind of like ran and like kind of kicked his ankle and like bent it. Yeah, this is no good. But Barkley could be out for a little while, guys. So if you can, Devontae Booker, I'd get him on your bench if you can, if you have Barkley. Booker had 16 carries, 42 yards and a touchdown, 3 catches, 16 yards and a touchdown. So definitely check that out, Devontae Booker. Kadarius Toney, my guy. Oh, yeah. One of my leagues, I took him out of the taxi squad, and I threw him up in my lineup, and I'm like, you're going to go do something big for me today. And look at this. 10 catches, 189 yards. Let's go. Did not get any touchdowns, but, hey, I'll take 189 yards. Kadarius Toney, this is what the Jaguars wanted. They wanted somebody who's going to be shifty like that, so that's why they went with ETN. Kadarius Toney, if you can buy him, I would buy him. If you can, I'd definitely get him on your team. But Kadarius Toney, looking good, my guy. CeeDee Lamb, finally a bigger game. We have not seen CeeDee Lamb for a little while, but he had 4 catches, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Amari Cooper, 3 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown. Nothing crazy there. Schultz, I mean, he's getting used every single game. Yeah, you can rely on him, that's for sure. Evan Ingram, guys hit and miss, 4 catches, 55 yards. Yeah, he's not somebody I'm always trusting. Final game here, we got the Bills and the Chiefs. Josh Allen going off. Bills beating the Chiefs 38-20. Bills are going to the Super Bowl. You got Josh Allen going off here. Zach Moss, 11 carries, 37 yards. Had 3 catches, 55 yards. Damian Williams, guys, and he put this out there. Darrell Williams, sorry. Clyde Edwards-Helaire could be out. Darrell Williams, 5 carries, 27 yards. 3 catches, 38 yards. Might want to go pick him up. Definitely would be one of my top guys going into the waiver wire. Got to check that out tomorrow. Emmanuel Sanders, good game here. 3 catches, 54 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Stephon Diggs, 2 catches, 69 yards. The big guy, Dawson Knox, 3 catches, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Looking good. Travis Kelce, 6 catches, 57 yards. Yeah, this was a kind of like a defensive kicker game. Mecole Hardman, though, 12 targets, caught 9 of them for 76 yards, looking good. It will be kind of interesting, though. They do have Josh Gordon. Not sure where all he's going to be growing into the pecking order. So pick up Mecole Hardman if he's on the waiver wire. But put him on your bench to see what happens first. But this is a good showing. Good showing for his third season. And I believe that's going to be it for this episode. Yeah, we've covered all the games. Tomorrow I'll cover the last game, the Colts and the Ravens. Go over the waiver wire rankings of who to pick up for week 6. All right, guys. I'll catch you later. Have a great start to your week. Peace out. Oh, and be sure to follow me on Twitter @TheDynasty401. Later.